All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, March 19th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 5-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a huge 13-game NHL slate. And then we actually have MLB starting tomorrow. If you load up Saber Sim and go over to MLB, you will see that we have projections for tomorrow's Dodgers versus Padres Korea series. So you can load those up in the app and see what is going on in the baseball streets. But should be an awesome day with MLB returning here. For those of you who are new to our show, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. One other thing that I wanted to call out before jumping into it here is that we released a new video this morning on our YouTube channel, Master DF. Just around, you know, better quality production and trying to, increase the message that we're trying to get across here. So this video just went live today. We had the four expensive mistakes that was released about 10 days ago here. So check these out, and some pretty good videos and more stuff on the way for you. But I would highly recommend watching this video, and I'm going to drop a link to it here in the chat so you guys can do that after we finish today's show. And then lastly, you know, it is Tuesday, so golf is right around the corner here. We have our 2024 PGA Mini Challenge started last week. You can still sign up if you missed last week and get in on some of these prizes. All right. Good stuff there. Going to jump in. I don't know why I have March 20th up. Going to jump in here to show today's NBA slate, and then we will get going with some questions. So looks like our first question came in from Pat. And Pat said, if you put an aggregate lineup rule on a build, specifically looking at showdowns, are the Saber scores and sim optimals calculated conditionally based on that rule? So would a sim optimal of 5 mean of the lineups with your restriction, this one was optimal 5 times? Or of all the lineups, this one was optimal 5 times. Okay, so let's just talk about sim optimals here, and we'll just start from there. So what sim optimals does is it basically, when we build a pool of lineups, it doesn't matter where. First off, sim optimals is only going to show up if you're using sim diversity 10, which is why you see it mostly in showdowns. You know, what it is we're basically taking a single slate simulation, whether there's one game or whether there's 5 games, we are taking an individual sim for each game on the slate. We are playing the single slate simulation out, and then we are building the optimal lineup, the best possible lineup from those, you know, from that single sim, right? We'll use Showdown as an example. You know, we have the Charlotte Orlando sim. So we're going to take one sim from Charlotte Orlando from our database. We're going to play it out. We're going to build the best lineup. Now, that is not to say that the same combination of players cannot show up as the best lineup more than so what we do is we understand that information is valuable and we still want to take it into account. So what we do is we're like, hey, you know, although this lineup, you know, we're not going to put this lineup into your pool more than once. You know, we're going to tally that information and use it as part of Saber score. So basically, you know, if you see sim optimals 5, that means that that specific lineup, that combination of players, that captain and those 5 flexes were the best lineup that you could build 5 times when we were trying to build out your pool. Now, what your aggregate rules do. Say that, you know, you set some rule like aggregate, you know, my own geo mean less than X. So what we're going to do is every lineup that we build, we're going to make sure that it meets this requirement. Now, what happens here is that, you know, this gets applied, this rule gets taken into account up front, and then the lineups that are generated are meeting this rule. So the sim optimal tally happens further along in the process. So the rule gets implemented, the lineup gets generated, and then after the lineup is generated, we check if it's in the pool. So the sim optimals that you would be seeing would be taking your aggregate rule into account. So that is how it works. I hope that answers your question. All right. Question from Ryan. Ryan said, Andrew, can you preview some MLB Showdown builds on today's show? Yeah, I definitely can. I don't see why we can't do that. I'm going to knock through some questions first here, and then if we have some time, I'll circle back to some of the MLB Showdown stuff. All right, next question from Ugly 8 Game. Can we limit a player's exposure to the pool? For example, max the number of our 5,000 lineups that can have a certain player, not necessarily limiting the player exposure to our 150. And then there was a little bit of follow-up here. Follow-up was, sometimes a value play is so good that they appear in all or nearly all lineups. It's not the lineup exposure I want to control. It's the pool exposure. Okay, so let's just talk about exposures in general here. So when you set min and max exposures pre-built, so exposures get applied twofold. First, they get applied to the lineups that are generated across the pool. And then secondarily, they get applied to the number of lineups that you're viewing. So I was actually having a conversation with somebody about this. So let's say that, you know, you want to use the match exposure to ownership option. So I come in here, you know, I'm going to say match exposure to ownership. It's going to set a bunch of min and max exposures for each player. Now, if I were to run this build just the way it is right now, I would run into an error and I would get an unable to meet exposures message when this is done. The reason for that is because exposures get applied twofold. First, it gets applied to the 2,000 lineups that are generated for our pool. And then second, it tries and takes whatever number of lineups you are looking at and apply those same exposures to that smaller subset. So anytime you're using a match exposure to ownership, I would just match the number of lineups to the pool. So if I'm building 2,000 lineups in my pool, I would match the number of lineups to 2,000. And then what I would do after lineups are built is I would loosen some of these constraints here. So like, For this example, it's like, hey, I don't care how they come up in my 150. I just want to limit the pool. So what I would do is I would set my number of lineups and my pool size the same. I would set whatever exposure requirement I want, whether that be a global max exposure, whether that be a min and max exposure, however you want to do it. And then once the lineups are generated, I would reset these values to their default or whatever you want. And then I would change the number of lineups in my set. So just like to walk through that one more time. So what I would do here is, let's say that, you know, I set some global max exposures. I would go into my build settings. If I'm building 5,000 lineups, I would set the number of lineups to 5,000. I would let this finish. Now, when it finishes, my lineups is going to say 5,000. I would go into my min and max exposure columns. I would reset the values here, and then I would change my number of lineups to however many lineups I need. If that's 150, if that's 20, if that's whatever it is. So this way, those max exposures So that is what I would do if you're trying to diversify your pool. All right, question from Kevin. Kevin said, when playing the 3-max, 20-max, and single-entry contest on FanDuel, I rarely cash. However, I've had more success in cashing when using the 150-max, over 50K build settings for those contests. Does this make any sense? Well, let's just talk about cashing expectation first, right? I think a lot of people kind of miss this. So, you know, the cash rates for these contests, you know, if you like go and look, is about 20 to 25%, right? So that means that what you can expect is for 3 out of 4 or even 4 out of 4 lineups not to cash on any given day. So let's say that you are playing a 20 max. Well, if you have 20 lineups and you know you have an average day, then that would mean that you should expect either 4 or 5 lineups to just get across the cash line. And we're talking about 15 to 16 of your lineups not to cash. So, you know, you shouldn't feel so bad. Like I saw like some YouTube comment on something that we released recently. And like, oh, if you can't, you know, win with a single lineup, then like you're not good. And it's like, well, if you played one lineup 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, you know, you can expect to just cash one day a week. And that is like normal. So that's why, like, you know, you like the goal of entering more unique lineups or just more lineups in general is just to have more opportunities to get one of those lineups to the top of your contest. That's like really what you're trying to do because the percent to first are so high, 33% to first, 27% to first. Like these are, you know, incredibly top heavy contests. So, you know, judging yourself based on your cashing rate isn't like the best measuring stick in my opinion. You know, you want to look at like how you're doing, you know, getting closer to like the top of a contest, like your top 1% equity, your top 0.5%, your top 0.1% and things like that, because that is where the real money is. Like, yeah, you know, the top 20% of lineups might cash, but this lineup that's coming, you know, in the 20th percentile, you know, that person may be getting 2 times their money. Usually it's like 1.5x or something like that. So you're getting paid, you know, 1.5x on an outcome that happens, you know, 1 out of 5 times. Like, you know, even the casinos don't offer games with that bad of odds. Like it's insane. But anyways, those are my thoughts there. And then lastly, you asked like, hey, I've had more success in cashing, with higher settings. So, you know, what higher build settings are going to do, like where the sim diversity is more aggressive, where correlation is more aggressive, are give you lineups with like more upside. You know, what we do is like, we backtest our slider settings to figure out like, hey, you know, over think about like a contest sim, like, hey, over a large sample, you know, when sliders were configured, when lineups were built at these slider configurations, you know, lineups made the most money at these values. And like, that is basically what we did. We did an entire YouTube series on this, which you guys can like go and watch if you want to listen to our team nerd out. So if you go to podcasts, you go to this Behind the Sims podcast, and then you go down to, where is it? Here, this like a white area, the contest simulations, and then it ends with new default sliders and ask us anything about Saber Sims new sliders. This was a, wow, this is a lot of episodes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 episode series of our team talking through all the back testing and findings. And these are like all of our behind the scene conversations about the work we do, about how we came up with like some of our default slider settings. So if you're interested in like that, you know, this is like an awesome series. It's a ton of content here, but it'll really give you like a good look behind the curtain into what we are doing, you know, through like innovation and with our tools and some of the problems that we're tackling and trying to solve in the DFS industry. All right. Good question there. Jumping over to the YouTube chat. Looks like our first question is from Jimmy. Jimmy said, when are you guys going to do an MLB Sims video? Good question. We'll definitely have one out before opening day. You know, I think that, you know, this Korea series is like a very special one, but I believe opening day is March 28th officially here for MLB. So we will definitely have some content out probably in the next week or so here leading up to opening day. But good question. All right. Looks like we are all caught up with questions here. I told Ryan I would run a build for MLB Showdown here. So we have the very early slate tomorrow. Should be really interesting. kind of sucks if starting lineups aren't what you expect. Like, I don't think I'm going to be getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning to check starting lineups. So I think that's like one thing, right? Like, be aware of what time this game starts in your time zone. Because, you know, what if, you know, the Dodgers are expected to start Gavin Lux, and for whatever reason, they decide to start Kike Hernandez instead, right? Like, I don't know what spring training's like. I don't know, you know, if there's any news out in regards to this, but just, you know, be a little careful with things like this. You know, our team was like talking about, man, like, I'm getting, you know, Korean baseball league flashbacks from like COVID and having to check games like super early in the morning. So really interesting there. So first thing that I would be aware of is that here, you know, our ownership is up, our projections are up. You know, always remember that, you know, relief pitchers are always, you know, in play here. It's kind of hard to say, like, especially early in the year, who is going to be like the first guy out of the bullpen. So one thing I would do is like just manage your relief pitcher exposures like early in the year. Like, we don't really know, you know, all their middle relievers or like kind of like their depth chart of middle relievers. So how some of that is going to shake out. I saw that Bruiser Gratterol isn't playing. So that's like another thing that comes up here, right? So just kind of be aware there of what's going on. I would say, you know, one other thing that kind of pops up off the top of my head is that I might just set like a minimum ownership to everybody with a projection. So like, I might come into my filters, just say, you know, show lineups with players whose projection is greater than zero. So then now I'm only looking at players who have a projection. And then from all these guys that are, you know, 0% ownership, you know, what I like to do is just come in here and set like a baseline ownership. And the reason I like to do that is because if ownership is zero, then your geo mean, and if you're doing any type of product ownership or geo mean calculation, is going to be zero. And that's like not kind of defeats the purpose of using it. So what I would do is I would just come in here and set like a baseline, like, hey, I'm just going to set all these guys with a projection to 1% ownership here. I accidentally did 10. And that way, just like the calculation goes through without issue. And then I would do that like to my captains. And then I would go and check my utility slot as well. Maybe I do, you know, I did 1% in the captain. Maybe I do like 2% to these like lowest guys here in the flex. And, you know, that's that is strictly for like product geo mean calculations, just to make sure that nothing ends up a zero. But from there, you know, I'm really not looking to make any more adjustments here. One thing is that I think that those ownership projections do count as adjustments to your build here. So like, my build lineups button is grayed out. I would be, you know, so I don't need to make any more adjustments beyond that. I think leaving the sliders at 0-10 is going to be great here. I would probably lower min salary to zero just because I don't want to put any constraints on the builder about building MLB Showdown lineups. Like, let it build whatever comes up. You know, I'm sure there are times where, you know, James Outman hits, you know, a home run and a double and is the optimal captain for the slate, right? So this is how, you know, I would be comfortable building my lineups. I'd build my lineups and, you know, just kind of roll with it, right? So I'm going to build 200 lineups rather than 2,000 just for the sake of time. And lineups are finished here. So let's say, you know, I need 20 lineups, right? I'm going to come over here, look at my exposures, some of the exposures that I'm seeing, probably compared to my pool, you know, like, hey, am I seeing anything super weird? I think it's kind of, one thing that like stands out, right, is like, hey, I have Tyler Glasnow and James Outman in about 10% of my pool as the captains, but I have Tyler Glasnow in like twice as much of my top 20 captain as Outman. You know, I would be okay with that just because it makes sense based on Glasnow is a pitcher, Outman is a seven hole hitter. I'm much more comfortable playing a lot more of Glasnow at his projection than I am of Outman. So all that looks fine. You know, how much relief pitchers am I getting here? And I'm getting some Vesia, and I'm not getting anybody else, and I'm getting Vesia in about four lineups. You know, I would be okay with that. Like, these relief pitchers, playing them closer to, like, their optimal percent as, like, matching their pool. We can even come in here and, like, see, like, hey, you know, who are some of these guys we're skipping? Okay, Joe Kelly, Brazier, Phillips, they all showed up in about, like, 5%. You know, I wouldn't mind, like, spreading it out a little bit. You know, even just going and getting some exposure to some of these guys as well, just because they can definitely get in the game and do something here. So those are just some thoughts there. But I wouldn't mind, you know, spreading out some of this Vesia ownership in my own lineups. So some thoughts there. And other than that, you know, I don't have like a ton that I'm doing here. You know, I think single game saver score is really good. You can run contest sims if you have those available to you. Good opportunity to answer Craig's question. Can you show how you use the new calculator button? I've been away for a bit and haven't seen how to use it. Yeah, so what the calculator is going to do is going to give you an aggregate metric. So instead of having just simple lineup metrics on a lineup by lineup basis, it's going to show you, hey, what is the average salary for all 20 of my lineups? What is the average projection for all 20 of my lineups? And you get to look at whatever set you're viewing. So if I go to my calculator and I go to average and I go to salary, so it's going to say, hey, if I look at all 20 of your lineups, your average salary is about $49,500. So that's what it is displaying to you. You know, you can look at projection, you can look at some ownership, you can look at product geo mean, you can look at a number of things. But all right, looks like we are all caught up with questions in the Discord and the YouTube chat. We've done a little demo for MLB Showdown. Should be fun with baseball coming back here, another DFS sport for you guys to play. But with that said, we're going to get out of here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. And until tomorrow, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.